I didn't know I was gonna be doing it, but I guess I kind of did some way in the past. Like I said, I always loved football, so somehow God aligned things, and man, it got my spirit back right with the game, and put me on a path to be a good coach and a good mentor out here.
All right, welcome back to Legacy United, a Righteous Project Inc. podcast, season two. Season two, we're inviting guests on here to share their story, and I got a really special guest today. I'm excited to have him on here, but I'm going to let him introduce himself, man. So go right on ahead, sir.
My name is Justin Jones, aka Coach Just. I'm a youth football coach, soon to be high school football coach. Been coaching since what, 2015, and now I'm about to do my first year in high school with the South High School freshman team.
All right, for sure, man. And you guys know how we do. What we do, we share. We give the platform, you know, to people that we know, people that we love, to share their story. You know, everybody has a success story. Everybody has something that they can provide that motivated them to get to where they are today. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to let Coach Just do his thing. So I'm going to pass it back to you, sir, and start from the beginning, man. Let us know what's up.
Oh man, so the beginning, man. I'm see. I'll just take y'all back to my before I started coaching football, all right? Or no, actually, yeah, we'll just go back. We'll just go back to back in the day. So long time, always loved football growing up, man. My favorite sport. Thought when I was 5 years old, told my parents, yeah, you know, I want to be in the NFL. Never played in pads or none of that shit. So. But man, it's just a dream. I was inspired. I could run fast. I felt like I could do anything when I was young. So I'm a big
That's what's
time
up.
football fan and wanted to be a football player when I grew up. As I got older, you know, I moved a lot. So man, my parents, they split up about when I was like, what, 5 years old. So my
Oh,
mom moved
okay.
to California. So moved to California for a couple years. Come back to Park Hill about second
Yeah.
grade. Finish up
Okay.
at Smith Elementary that year,
Oh
second
yeah, I didn't know
grade.
that, man. No, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I was at Smith,
Yeah.
so it was just right down the block from my grandma's. You know, we was 36th and Holly over there, so
Oh, I
grandma
see.
had
Dang, okay.
grandma was taking care of the kids. You know, her
I
daughter's
see, yeah.
kids. You know, so one of those
Yep.
type situations. So lived there for a minute. Then we ended up moving to Oklahoma. So I spent half a second grade at Smith, probably like
Yeah.
first 3 weeks of school at McMean, and then boom, off to Oklahoma. I'm dipping
Oh
again.
man,
So
okay. Yeah,
I
all
was
over. Okay.
all over, bro. So I spent a couple years in Oklahoma, third, fourth grade. And I finally told my mom I wanted to live with my pops.
Yep.
So I came back to Denver, fifth grade, and so my dad is like, hey man, I want to play football and stuff. Like, I'm trying to play on the team. And he's like, dude, you're too small, bro. He said, I was too little. He's like, man, I think you're too
Yeah.
little for that. You're going to get hurt.
Dang,
Not little, but
okay.
I didn't think I was that little at the time.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
he told me, he's like, man, you're going to have to play flag first. And I'm like, man, nobody wants to play flag. Like, I didn't even know what flag football was, really.
Yeah.
I just know how to
Right.
tackle without pads and do all that street shit we used to do at
Yep,
the park in
right.
the
Yep,
streets.
exactly. Right, I
So
feel you.
I had to play flag football my fifth grade and sixth grade years, and balled out at that. Had fun doing it. It was easy for me. I was fast, so it's hard to catch me. So did
Yeah,
that
that's
thing
what's
with
up.
ease. And at the end of sixth grade, you know, I decided to move to Oklahoma with my mom. So sixth, seventh grade, I'm in Oklahoma. So before the school year starts, you know, you get out there, it's like July, they practicing and stuff. So I'm doing all the team shit with the school. You know, out there you
Yep.
play for your school. So we have little league teams here, but they're just organizations.
Yep,
In
right, they are.
Oklahoma, you play middle school football. Everything you do is like connected to the
Oh,
school.
for
So you
the
play for your
schools, man.
town.
Yeah,
So
that's what's up,
seventh
man.
grade, I'm starting to do that shit, and man, it's my first time playing football in pads. So I was a fast kid, you know. Coming out of
Okay.
sixth grade,
Yep.
I did these Colorado track meets and almost qualified for a state champion. And if I
Damn,
would
that's
have
what's
won
up.
that
Okay.
race, I would have got to go to
Yeah.
Philadelphia for nationals. Bro, I'm running without no track shoes or nothing. I'm running in fucking
Dang,
Fox. I'm
man.
running in Deion Sanders Nikes, dog.
Oh yeah, okay.
1996, bro. Like, I'm running
Ah,
in
quick
Deion
with it
Sanders,
still,
bro.
right? Okay.
So I get to the
Damn.
last heat there, and I ended up losing that race, man. I caught a cramp probably my last 30 meters, and
Oh man, that's
I finished
wild.
fifth place, you know. So, but
Damn.
I was a fast kid, so felt
Yeah.
good that summer. Didn't know anything. Seventh grade, I'm starting to play football, and my knees are like, they're killing me, bro. And I'm telling my
Yeah.
mom, like, there's something wrong with my knees. They had these huge ass knots on them. I didn't think it was just from football getting smacked in my knees and
Yeah.
stuff. She went and got me checked out, and the doctor said it was like Oscar Schlatter's disease. It's a growing
What?
disease. They say you just grow out of it. So my knees were
Oh,
like
damn, okay.
swollen. I was still fast, but I told my mom I wasn't myself and stuff. So got me
Gotcha,
checked out.
okay.
Said there was nothing they could do about it, whatever. So I'm continuing to play. Then we have to take our physicals. And when it's time to take my physical, I had a hernia that I knew about since fifth grade. I didn't know that
Damn.
would keep me from playing football, though. So when I took my physical, they discovered the hernia. They told me I couldn't play football. I had to get a surgery. I couldn't play football.
Damn.
So my whole seventh
Crazy.
grade season, my first time being able to play football, it all got took away from me, man. So,
Oh, man, that's wild.
and
Okay.
I was having fun. I was about to be like starting receiver, starting cornerback,
Yeah,
kick returner, punt returner, like all this fun shit I was looking forward to finally playing in pads, and that shit got took away from me. And then
Man, that's crazy. Okay.
I never got my surgery done until after I graduated high school, till I was 19, bro. So I spent
Oh,
all of high
damn.
school not able to play sports really because I had a hernia.
Oh, okay. That's
So
wild.
that's why
Okay.
I was always just sitting out on ice. So that shit killed me
Yeah.
mentally, man. Made
I
me slip
bet.
up
I
in
bet.
grades,
Yeah.
all kind of
Damn,
stuff. So
crazy.
I was
Crazy.
just messing around, not doing the most, but I wasn't doing the worst either. But
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you.
I wasn't pushing myself as good as I should have been, with the dreams of wanting to be a
Yeah.
football player and stuff. That shit was all took
Right.
away. So,
Damn,
I
that's
was
wild,
just
man.
hanging
That's
out.
wild. Yeah, man.
Doing
Yeah,
stuff
no.
like that.
I remember those days, man, South, everybody was doing their own thing at that time. But yeah, now that you say that, man, look back at it. Yeah, I didn't even realize, man. You just never know what people are doing and going through, man. So, that's pretty crazy.
Thanks.
Pretty crazy, man.
So,
Yo.
yeah, that was most of that, man. That's what got me through high school, and didn't get to play. So, man, high school, that shit was eating me up. I'm watching kids that I
Yeah,
was like,
man.
seeing kids that I went to middle school with and stuff, and they're starting varsity in high school, and I'm
Right.
like, bro,
Damn,
I should be
right.
out there. So, but instead of just being all sour about that shit and feeling like I could be better than this kid playing or that kid better, I just, man, turned into a good ass fan and was supporting my
Yeah,
bros and cheering
that's
for
what's
them
up.
while being a good ass fan. So, that's
That's
all I
what's
could
up.
do.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Crazy, man.
Yep.
So yeah, you went through high school. You said you didn't get surgery until after
Yeah,
that, man.
19.
Dang, that's wild, man. So
Yeah.
I mean, just a little bit of after that, man. I mean, what'd you
Yeah.
go through, man? Early 20s,
So early 20s, after I knew I couldn't play football in high school, me and my friends, we kind of created our little rap group about junior year or something. We was always
Yep, I
messing around
remember.
since freshman year. We had this little thing, we was gonna come out with a fake album. You remember that?
Oh,
At
nah, I
the end
don't
of the
remember that,
school
man.
year, it was
Nah,
all of
you
us.
know what?
We,
Now that you say, yep,
that boy
I do
Eric had
remember
this
that
sheet of
now, man.
paper, and he had made this compilation paper, and he was like,
Okay.
LB and this person, Kelvin's gonna be on this
Man,
song.
that's crazy. That's
Yeah, he
wild,
had
man. I
this
forgot
song
all
for
about that.
KK. He had this song for KK. It was called That Girl. So BCB was on
That's
that list too.
crazy.
I heard y'all when I seen Brett's interview. I was like, man, y'all forgot that y'all
Yeah.
both was making music.
I know, right? That
But I
that's
remember
wild, man.
everybody was making music. So
Yeah, we all were, man.
20s,
That's
man, it was
crazy.
a lot of that, thinking that we was gonna blow up on the rap scene, spending money, studio time, doing shows,
Same. Feel you.
hanging out, partying, clubbing, all that stuff, just having a good old time. And that was my next love. After I had football, it turned to music. So that was
Yeah,
it. That's all
right.
I could see, Didn't go to college or nothing like that. So it was just chasing dreams, man, hoping we can make it on the music scene. Did that pretty much, man, my whole 20s, pretty much up until I had my kid, so like I had my son when I was like 28. And
oh,
I
dang,
heard you,
okay.
I heard you talking like shit don't be paying the bills.
Yeah, man, you know,
So you're spending money, pushing it outwards, getting studio time. Wifey unhappy sometimes, like you
Right,
spend all this time
exactly.
investing in this, but you know we got real
Hey.
problems on the home front, so
Yeah, man, because those studio sessions, man, they're all nighters, you know what I mean? I mean,
all nighters,
you put
man,
in
and you
work
know
and yeah.
you got your
So
homeboys and your squad and
yeah.
groupies and drugs and just all kind of stuff, so
Yeah, exactly,
just a
right.
little bit of too much, so you know I stopped kind of recording around after I had my son, basically. Didn't plan to stop
Okay.
recording, but it just kind of happened. Just stopped putting money in it and got
Yeah.
away from it.
Right,
So
right.
that's pretty much, man, 20s through 30s, all right there.
Yep.
Getting back to football. So I was working at the church with my boy Ali and his brother Raymond, and he was
Yeah.
coaching the Aurora Shamrocks at the time.
Oh, okay.
And he used to be telling me his little stories about his games and practices and stuff. I'd be all excited and geeked up
Yeah.
about it. He'd be like, "Man, you know, you should." He's like, "Man, you should coach, man. You should go do it, dog. You
Yeah,
have a lot of
yeah.
fun." He would tell me that, but I didn't really think about doing it. I was like, you know, I thought about it, like that would be fun, but I didn't really put my mind in thought about like I should go volunteer and go be a youth football coach. But I've
Right,
been so far away
okay.
out of the football game that you know, I was still passionate about it, but I didn't know where to start to even become a coach, basically,
Right, yep.
except for only
Okay.
planting the seed and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, he kind of planted the seed and would be telling me, like, man, you'll do it, man. You'll have fun. You'll be great, blah, blah, blah. So, shout out to Raymond Webster, man. That's my
That's
dude.
what's up.
He kind of got me
That's what's up.
started. And
That's
then
good,
from
man.
there, man, I knew a couple of homeboys that I grew up with and cousin that were ending that were coaching themselves. So I'm like seeing their stuff on Facebook and I'm like, dang, man, this does look fun. Like, man, I want to be able to help out. So I reached out to my
Yeah.
cousin, Eden, and was like, bro, is there any way I could just like help you with some of your kids or whatever?
Yeah.
I just help. I was like, I don't even care what I do. I just want to be around some young kids and help coach football. And so that was
Yeah.
my game plan. I went to the park thinking that was going to be the deal, right? My son is 4 years old at the time. I'm just trying to coach some older kids. I'm not trying to coach little kids or nothing like that. I'm just trying to be a little guy
Yep.
and help them out in like any way
Yeah.
possible. So I'm over at the practices and stuff, and they're talking. Yeah, I got a 4-year-old. Yeah, we got a flag team we trying to do, blah, blah, blah. They talking about it like, yeah, he could play all that. They like, we
Yeah.
ain't got no coach for it. We ain't got no coach
Oh,
for it.
okay.
So they wasn't finding no coach. Nobody wants to coach flag, basically.
The flag,
So then I'm
right.
hearing about it
Dang,
and I'm
crazy.
like,
Okay.
I just like, I'm hearing about it and I'm like, F it, man. I'll step up and do it. So I'm like, okay. And so I was like, figure, man, I'll just start off at ground zero, man, the baby steps. And get my love for football back
Yep.
by coaching the youngest kids and work my way all the way up, you know?
Right.
So
That's what's
that was
up.
kind of the
Okay.
thing. I didn't know how far it would go, but I volunteered and decided I was gonna help coach the 4 and 5 year old flag team. And
Right.
the president of the organization, Will Tolbert, he basically was like, yeah, man, you can coach this team, you can move up with them. Like every year you can move up with the same group of kids if they stay, whatever. So that was the game plan. So I did that my first 2 years with the Mile High Wolverines, coaching 4 and 5 year
Nice.
old flag and then 5 and 6 year old flag. Little kids. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah, not
But
bad.
yeah, it showed me a lot,
Yeah.
bro, just doing it at that baby steps because I'm relearning the game with them too. So, like, I know some stuff, but I don't know
Right.
everything, you know. So I'm just learning how to
Gotcha.
actually install a plan for a practice plan, you know, like telling kids, like
Yep.
think about how to be in kindergarten and stuff. Like, I got these type of kids. I'm like,
Yeah.
dang,
Try to
how can I
motivate.
teach
Yeah,
them?
that's crazy.
So
Like,
that was
yo,
the first,
man, that's wild,
man,
man.
starting with them little kids. And basically, man, from there, I just kept moving up every year to the next grade level with some kids changed, some kids stayed. I was fortunate enough to coach five kids this past season that I had coached from 5 year old flag and shit. So I had five kids
Oh,
when they were
damn, that's what's
12
up.
at 12 years old that I coached from like 5 years old. So that's pretty dope,
man. Okay. That is dope. That is.
So, yeah, just man, just constantly moving up from there. So it's just been a process, man. Like, just long process, bro.
Right, right. Especially starting from, you know, the youngest man and growing up. But I definitely seen, you know, a lot of stuff that you post on Facebook, a lot of stuff that you talk about. It seems that you've definitely grown into that environment, man, big time. You know, a lot of people have respect for you, that have a lot of respect for what you do. A lot of kids, man, respect you big time as well, you know.
Yes, sir.
So even starting from that young age, man, it seems like, I mean, you definitely made that huge impact. As well, something that you probably never thought that you were going to do in the first place, you know.
Never thought that I was going to do this. But the funny thing is, man, I had this classwork. Like, we wrote this, like, I don't know if it was like I forget what they called it, but this fifth grade project, my dad brought it to me like 3 years ago. He brought it to me from Arizona. I'm like, man, I got some of your old schoolwork. And it's this whole story in the back of his book, like, where I'm talking about what I was going to do with my life. And I said I was going to be an NFL player. I said I was going to be an NFL coach. It was funny, man. I wrote this when I was like 10 years old. And I said I was going to do all these things. Nice. I'm like, I'm going to be a coach one day. You know, I'm going to coach Barry Sanders. Nice. It's just some weird stuff. Like, not even humanly possible for me to be old enough to coach Barry Sanders.
Man. That time, man. But hey, let me show where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I didn't know I was gonna be doing it, but I guess I kind of did some way in the past. Like I said, I always loved football. So somehow God aligned things, and man, it got my spirit back right with the game, and put me on a path to be a good coach and a good mentor out here.
Big time. Big time, man. I think you hit on something important as well, is you didn't even know you were doing it at that time, writing down your goals when you were younger, right? And really what that does, because we've done that as well, my wife and I, but it kind of sets something unconsciously in the back of you, man. Even if you don't feel it, you're doing it at that time, you still set something in motion, you know? Doesn't matter how long it takes, man, but if you put something down on paper and you establish that, I mean, eventually it comes around, comes back around, man. And it seems like that's what it did with you too.
Yeah, words are like, man, your words are power, bro. Your words are power. So hey, that word, man, it was wrote down, I guess, somewhere in my head. It was like something I need to accomplish. So,
exactly.
Going back on the story, you know, so I think when I did my first year of tackle, so that was my third year coaching football, we were 7-year-olds, so I moved up to tackle. So you have to do this thing, like you have to take all these tests and all these coaching certifications and things you have to do.
Okay.
And asks you, like, I remember doing this thing, and it asks you, like, where do you see yourself when you're done coaching, or like what's your ceiling, basically, like kind of like what's your goals of coaching? Yep. And so, like, what I had wrote down on that was, I wrote down, I would like to win a championship. And I was like, hopefully coach high school hopefully be able to coach at the high school level at some point. I didn't say be a head coach. I didn't say be an offensive coordinator, defensive coach. I just said maybe be able to coach high school at some point. So, like you say, putting that shit down, man, means a lot. It kind of came back full circle. And I didn't even plan on coaching high school. I didn't really think about doing that. I wrote it down and thought it was a possibility. But the way my teams were getting their butts kicked, and man, we took some tough losses, bro. I questioned myself. I questioned, should I even be coaching? I thought about giving up. I thought about quitting. I thought about not being the right person to do the job. I like, man, I beat myself up over this shit. So, like, a lot of hard nights, man. I ain't gonna lie, shed tears, cried, beat myself up.
Yeah, man.
But man, just been through so much doing that shit. So I wrote that down too on paper, that maybe I'd hope to coach high school someday. So that was a goal.
Yeah.
Now I'm finally at that point.
Good. Yeah, man. And that's it. It's crazy, because I think a lot of us, you know, we get to a point to where we question what we're doing, you know. And sometimes it gets to the point where it's like, you know, hey, at this point, man, I ain't come this far just to get this far. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see where it goes, man. Because a lot of people stop at that point. You know, they figure, yeah, let me just give it up. Let me go back to my regular dues, you know, and just, you know, do what I was doing before. But other people keep going, you know. So that's what's up, man. That's good.
Yeah, man, because, you know, when everybody doubting you and, you know, like I said, we losing. So people talking shit about me left and right, man. Like, I remember, like, this is a good story for you right here. I remember leaving the field one time. I think my guys were maybe fourth grade. Yeah, it was a fourth grade team. And my quarterbacks, I had three quarterbacks. You know, I rotate guys. So, like, I'll be using my speed. I'll be using my thrower. I'll be using my power guy at quarterback. Like, any type of way I could try to be creative. So, I had two kids. They're kind of heavier set. But I remember losing the game, and I was walking off. I was walking around, like, about to watch some of the other game, and I heard these two dudes talking, man. Right when I walked by them, they like, man, these coaches doing dumb stuff, putting kids at quarterback that need to be on the offensive line. So I heard that, and I knew it was a shot at me because I had two kids that could easily be on the offensive line, and they were playing at quarterback.
Yeah,
I didn't know these dudes for nothing, but I was like, you know, I just came off a loss, man. I don't even want to entertain that shit. But
Yeah, right.
So I didn't say nothing. I wanted to say something, but I was just like, whatever, man. This ain't even the right time to be doing no back and forth shit. Or I don't even know if they actually talking about me, but I assume they are talking about me, and they made it clear they wanted to say it so I could hear it. So I felt shots fired, and that same kid that they was talking shit about is probably one of the best high school incoming freshman quarterbacks coming right now.
That's what's up.
He's fire. He's gas. And those people are the people that said, no, he needs to be playing on the line and all this shit. And, man, me and my boy Coach Matt, we gave him a chance to play quarterback. And Coach Angel, we let him rock that quarterback. Nice. And, man, from there, he started off as the third string quarterback on the team. But before that, the year before, he was on the offensive line.
Yeah.
But the year after, I had him as my third-string quarterback, and he just slowly started coming up. By the time he was in fifth grade, he was pretty much our starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And from there, man, this boy is ceiling is high, man. He's like, he's up there. Like I said, he's probably one of the best eighth-grade quarterbacks in the state. So, going to South High School also.
Nah, that's what's up. Nice, man. That's cool. That's good to hear. Exactly. There you go. Representing, man. That's right. Well, I think, man, that hit a big point. Big point. You don't let others, especially people that are not in the position, you know, to make those type of decisions, man, kind of limit other people. Because if you would have listened to them, like, oh, maybe they're right. Let me just put them back on the line. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing today, man. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's good to hear, though. Straight up.
I think about that shit all the time, just about all the negative things I heard or the shit I've heard on the sidelines and just the doubters, naysayers, and stuff like that. And, man, I just always told myself, I'm just doing it my way, you know? And I'm a man of faith, you know, there's a lot of negativity out there, but as long as I feel good in my heart with everything that I'm doing, it's going to be all right.
There you go.
And, I coach my kids to be the same way on the football field. Like, they're not followers. They didn't want to leave and go join the best teams. We knew that we were probably going to lose some games every year, but they could have went to other teams that were better than us. But no, they want to stay with me, get it out the mud, do it the right way. Because I used to be like, hey, man, I don't want no Kevin Durant on my team.
No shots for KD.
But I was like, you know, I don't want kids that just want to go join the best team and get it that way. I want you guys to be able to fight for it and, like, deal with defeat, deal with losses, and learn how to win.
Right.
You know, you got to lose to know how to win.
Yep.
You got to lose to understand how to win.
Exactly.
So,
facts, man. Exactly. 100%.
Just a lot of shit like
that. That's good, man. Yeah. No, that's good, man. You know, everything that you had to go through, the growth, you know, of starting from the bottom. And just kind of developing yourself into, you know, your own persona as a coach. You know what I mean? And even, like I said, on Facebook, man, I see people reply to you as coach, you know, and that status to me, man, is love. That's love, man. Especially when you're saying that, you know, people would rather stay on the team than jump ship. You know, that's definitely showing, you know, that they see that you have passion in the game, man. So yeah. Much love, man. Much love, bro. Much love. Beautiful thing. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Keep it up, man. I see you doing a lot of things and you coaching at South, which is big time. So I'm definitely proud to see everything that you're doing, man. Keep it up. Keep it up.
It's only up from here, so. And, you know, I told myself after I knew I was losing all these seasons, I'm like, maybe I'm not supposed to win in Little League. Maybe I'm supposed to win in high school. Yeah.
There you go. Right?
That's what we're looking to do at South right now, man. We coming in with that same energy that Herman White came into South with when Wendell and all them dudes, yep. Allen was there. And,
you know,
your boys, yep. Chad. We had so many good players at that time.
Yeah, man.
So, man. I'm just trying to bring that same energy. I remember how I was in the building because our freshman year, South High football was whack as hell.
Yep.
Right? But then Herman White came over. Yep. And, bro, I mean, he brought in so many dudes, bro. He brought in some young ballers. Our girls got better.
Yep.
Everything enhanced, bro. Exactly. Everything enhanced. So I'm trying to come in with that same energy, man. I know what it was like. And a DPS school can win a championship. It's hard to believe because everybody wants to go to the top teams and all that good stuff. Everybody wants to go to the Cherry Creeks and the Valors. And, you know, it's cool. I ain't got nothing bad to say about that. But kids can also make it out of DPS. We've seen Calais go to the NFL. Out of South High School. Yep. We see Philip Lindsay go to the NFL out of South High School. Yep,
exactly.
And if Wendell would have stayed, he would have made it out of South High School too. So shout out
exactly
to
right, right.
Yep. So
yeah, hell yeah. Yep. No, you're right, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Just keep me updated and posted on everything you're doing, for the squad and for the school, man, and for the community, you know, because it is important. You know, I'm a big community advocate of, you know, helping kids and everything as well, man, and it's important to have people like you in our city, man, trying to, you know, bring out the best and the best of these kids, man. So it's truly admirable, bro,
man. You know, we trying, bro. You know, man, me and you, I remember us having deep conversations when we was both bad in high school. You was probably worse than me,
right?
I was kind of the good one to compared to you. I remember us talking. I remember us having some deep talks, man, and just some real ass life talks, man. Ninth grade, 10th grade, just over the years in high school, man.
Yep.
When homies was beefing with other homies, and I'm in the middle of it, like, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, I know you were. You were, man.
So I was like preaching all that stay together, connected shit all the time.
Right.
Always been that way, man. Like, you know, I believe in peace and man, just wanting the best for everybody.
Right. And that's, you know, I mean, man, we did get to a point to where I can't even recall how everything started, man, but we just started, you know, beefing with each other at the school, man. But now, you know, all that's past, man. Everybody, you know, that I went to high school with, you know, if I ever see him again, it's all love no matter what, you know, at this point. So, that's crazy stuff, man. You know, from where we are, from where we were. You know, to where we are now, man. So
it's nice to see people healthy and breathing still, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
It makes you forget about any grudge or whatever issue you had back in the day. Like, whatever, man. We too old for this stuff.
Man, I know it. I know it. Right. Exactly, man. So,
I want to shout you out about everything you're doing with the Righteous Project, man. Dude, you've grown so much, man.
For sure,
man. You're doing a great thing. Been fortunate enough to take care of my football team, my Colorado Cowboys team, a couple years ago.
Invited
us to the Black Panther 2 movie premiere or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was a cool thing.
Man.
We linked up on that. I mean, wanting to link up with you on one of them turkey drives and Thanksgiving, but that Little League football season, I'd be killing stuff around that time.
It is.
So.
No, but, I understand.
We're going to link up. We're going to do some things, man. I love what you're doing, and you know I love to support you, bro.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. And back to you as well, man. I mean, everything you got going on, and then, you know, we're gonna have to give you a shout out on your guys' podcast, as well. You know, the Box State Gang podcast got you, Mosley, John back up on it too, man. Yeah. So that's what's up, man. You know, so I just want to make sure that we plug y'all in the mix too. Yeah, as well. And I know you got exactly. Yep. So now keep it, you know, keep with the good work, man. I'll hop on your show eventually. I'm not as well and fine tuned into sports as much as you guys are. So I'll be sitting there just, you know, hey, I throw some money in there here and there, you know, but
you know,
I'll stay humble. You don't
want to talk about the Broncos, I guess.
Oh yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I'll do something like that.
I know you got a lot to say about them.
Oh yeah. Every season, man. Every season. You know what I mean? But yeah, yep. You guys are doing a good job with that too, man. So keep doing what you're doing as well.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man, with this, usually at this point I ask our guests, if you can go back to any time, it doesn't matter, it could be a kid, teenager, an adult, any time in your life to where you can tell yourself something. That would be, you know, kind of something that bring you out of or motivate you. You know what I mean? What would that be?
Man, it's kind of tough because I was thinking, like, when you first asked that, I was kind of thinking, like, feels like something I could have changed or got myself out of. Like, mm-hmm. It had been the mindset of me feeling like I was, like, I didn't get my surgery because I felt like it was a burden on my parents, bro.
Okay.
So like once I was living with my dad, my dad, he didn't have no insurance, bro. So
yeah,
like,
okay, gotcha.
I didn't even want to hit my folks with that shit, man. Just knowing how they were, I just like, and I regret that. I wish I'd have been fucking hard ass and then like, no, I need this surgery. Like y'all got to take care of me. But the first time I was originally supposed to have it in seventh grade, and the day of my surgery, I went to the doctor's office and my mom came back out saying that the doctor had got arrested for malpractice, bro.
Oh, man.
And my dude was supposed to give me my surgery.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Okay.
I was just like, oh, nice, man. I was just like.
Yeah, right. Dang, that's wild.
So that was something I wish I could have did, man. And that would have motivated me a little bit different to like push myself to be a better student in high school. Probably go to college and do some different things, you know?
Okay. Yeah, man. That's wild, man, that all that happened, man. It almost seems like everything happened for a reason, you know? This domino effect type of situation, you know? And you never know. You never know the circumstances, but that's pretty deep, man. I appreciate you sharing that. That's crazy, bro.
Like you're saying, so it all happens for a reason because I feel like maybe if it would have happened that way, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like,
right.
I'm able to relate to these kids because I can tell them how I messed up. Like, when I messed up and I couldn't play football, my grades went down. I started doing a little bit of dumb stuff, you know? So, I know what it's like, man. I've been around it. I'm going to push these kids. I'm going to motivate them. So, like, maybe I went through that for a reason so I could be here to help these kids learn from my mistakes, maybe.
Oh, yeah, straight up, man. I agree. Somebody has to be there, you know. Straight up. No, thanks for that. So, so yeah, man, at this point, man, is there any final words that you want to share with our audience or anything that you wanted to add?
Man, final words for the audience. I just say, man, like, us as adults, us as people, us as a society, man, like, our youth is everything, bro. You know, we can help adults recover from their mistakes that we have on and on in life. But, man, we gotta put this love into the kids 100% because, man, they're our future, bro. And they're going to be the ones that help guide the rest of the world when we ain't here no more. So, man, I just want to put my all into these kids and, you know, support these babies as much as I can, however I can.
Yes, sir, man. That's what's up. That's good words for sure. And I agree with you 100%, man. So, let's do it. You know, let's get this thing done as well. So yeah, For the audience as well, if you guys enjoyed that, if you guys can resonate with everything he was talking about, definitely let us know. You know, go to the website, YouTube, you go to righteousproject.org, check out the podcast, check out this episode as well. Like and subscribe, leave a comment, send some feedback, you know. We're all about it, man. That's what we here, and that's what we're here to do. So yeah, appreciate everybody for joining us. Coach Just, thank you, man. I really appreciate you being on the episode. It really means a lot, bro. It really means a lot. So thank you. Sure. And yes, sir. Thank you. So yeah, you guys have a good one. This is your boy Billy Wayne and Coach Just signing out for the day. Appreciate it.
Right.